भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट नंबर 5 आइडियल फैमिली लाइफ यावद् अर्थम् उपासिनो देहे गेहे च पंडितः विरक्तो रक्तवा तत्र नृलोके नरतम् न्यासेत् यवन अर्थम उपासीनो देहे गेहे च पंडितः विरक्तो रक्तवत् तत्र नृलोके नरतम् न्यसेत् यवद् अर्थम् उपासीनो देहे गेहे च पंडितः विरक्तो रक्तवत् तत्र नृलोके नरतम् न्यसेत् यावद् अर्थम् उपासीनो देहे गेहे च पंडितः विरक्तो रक्तवत् तत्र नृलोके नरतम् न्यसेत् यवादार्थमुपासिनो देहे गेहे च पंडितः विरक्तो रक्तवत् तत्र नृलोके नरतम् न्यसेत् यवरार्थमुपासिनो देहे गेहे च पंडितः विरक्तो रक्तवत् तत्र नृलोके नरतम् न्यसेत् यवरार्थमुपासिनो देहे गेहे च पंडितः विरक्तो रक्तवत् तत्र नृलोके नरतम् न्यसेत् यवरार्थमुपासिनो देहे गेहे च पंडितः विरक्तो रक्तवत् तत्र नृलोके नरतम् न्यसेत् यवरार्थमुपासिनो देहे गेहे च पंडितः विरक्तो रक्तवत् तत्र नृलोके नरतम् न्यसेत् यवरार्थमुपासिनो देहे गेहे च पंडितः विरक्तो रक्तवत् तत्र नृलोके नरतम् न्यसेत् मातुजीस् यवदार्थमुपासिनो देहे गेहे च पंडितः विरक्तो रक्तवत् तत्र नृलोके नरतम् न्यसेत् यवदार्थम् उपासिनो देहे गेहे च पंडितः विरक्तो रक्तवत् तत्र नृलोके नरतम् न्यसेत् यवरार्थम् as much endeavor for one's livelihood as necessary. Upasina, earning. Dehe, in the body. Gehe, in family matters. Cha, also. Panditaha, one who is learned. Virakta, not at all attached. Raktavat, as if very much attached. Tatra, in this. Nriloke, human society. Naratam, the human form of life. Nyaset, one should depict. Translation. While working to earn his livelihood as much as necessary to maintain body and soul together, one who is actually learned should live in human society, unattached to family affairs, although externally appearing very much attached. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is the picture of ideal family life. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Roy about the goal of life, Ramananda Roy described it in different ways, according to the recommendations of the revealed scriptures. And finally, Sri Ramananda Roy explained that one may stay in his own position, whether as a Brahmin, a Sudra, a Sannyasi, or whatever, but one must try to inquire about life's goal, Atato Brahma Jignas. This is the proper utilization of the human form of life. When one misuses the gift of the human form by unnecessarily indulging in the animal propensities of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, and does not try to get out of the clutches of Maya, which subjects one to repeated birth, death, old age, and disease, one is again punished by being forced to descend to the lower species and undergo evolution according to the laws of nature. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Being completely under the grip of material nature, the living entity must evolve again from the lower species to the higher species until he at last returns to human life and gets the chance to be freed from material clutches. A wise man, however, learns from the Shastras and Guru that we living entities are all eternal, but are put into troublesome conditions because of associating with different modes under the laws of material nature. He therefore concludes that in the human form of life, he should not endeavor for unnecessary necessities, but should live a very simple life, just maintaining body and soul together. Certainly, one requires some means of livelihood, and according to one's varna and ashram, this means of livelihood is prescribed in the Shastras. One should be satisfied with this. Therefore, instead of hankering for more and more money, a sincere devotee of the Lord tries to invent some ways to earn his livelihood, and when he does so, Krishna helps him. Earning one's livelihood, therefore, is not a problem. The real problem is how to get free from the bondage of birth, death, and old age. Attaining this freedom and not inventing unnecessary necessities is the basic principle of Vedic civilization. One should be satisfied with whatever means of life comes automatically. The modern materialistic civilization is just the opposite of the ideal civilization. Every day, the so-called leaders of modern society invent something, contributing to a cumbersome way of life that implicates people more and more in the cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease. Yavadartam upasino dehe gehe chapandita virakto raktavatatra niloke naratam yaset. While working to earn his livelihood as much as necessary to maintain body and soul together, one who is actually learned should live in human society unattached to family affairs, although externally appearing very much attached. Om Ajnana Tamirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, Srila Prabhupada, in detailed form, describes that the human form of life is not meant for sense gratification, but for atato brahma jignasa, inquiring after the absolute truth. Who am I? Who is God? What is our relationship? Why am I suffering? And how to get out of the suffering? Atato brahma jignasa. This is the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam describing brahma jignasa, what human form of life is meant for, self-realization. Unfortunately, Srila Prabhupada describes in this, not unfortunately Srila Prabhupada describes, but unfortunately, people in this age of Kali, as Srila Prabhupada describes, are after the unnecessary necessities. Prabhupada said it in this purport twice. The unnecessary necessities. In other words, people are creating so-called necessities which are totally unnecessary, which are not on the path of brahma jignasa, but are on the path of this material body and giving sense gratification to this body. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam recommends, Srila Prabhupada is recommending, that one not lead a life of inventing. Srila Prabhupada once called it, several times called it, concocting sense gratification. We actually concoct sense gratification. Things are given by the Supreme Lord. Whatever you need for your satisfaction, that's there in this material world, not a problem. Eating is there. Squirrels are eating. Cucarachas are eating plenty in this neighborhood. Raticos are eating everywhere in the trees, on the land. What to speak, Krishna is supplying foodstuff for the human beings. What to speak of his devotees. Everything is there for eating, sleeping, mating, and defense. But we concoct this whole Western civilization as a concoction for sense gratification. So many buildings, so much structures, so many highways, so many things are there. And Srila Prabhupada called it Maya Sukaya. Maya Sukaya Param Vato Vimudhan. Prahlad Maharaj states in the seventh canto here. Maya Sukaya means that it's not real happiness. It's Maya happiness, Maya love, Maya sense gratification. It doesn't really exist. Although we try to, and this human Western society especially, build the whole society, making big, big highways. We were driving to Northern California, north of Sacramento, Grass Valley, this weekend. And so many big accidents on the beautiful highway. Build a big, big highway, and I don't know the exact statistics, but more people die and get injured. More birth, more death, more disease, and more crippling old age. Because this is Maya Sukaya. Make something very beautiful to enjoy. And actually, as Prahlad Maharaj stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, that a man and woman try to live happily, society tries to live happily, increase the happiness and decrease the suffering. But on the contrary, because their hearts are filled with sense gratification, the happiness decreases and the suffering increases. What's that verse, Archita? Sukhaya, dukkha, mokshaya, kurvati dampati kriya, tato nivritir apraptir, dukkasya cha, sukhasya cha. We're all trying to get happiness increased. Make a nice highway, build so many nice buildings for our sense gratification, make a beautiful situation in my family life. But Bhagavatam states, Prahlad Maharaj states, I think you read that verse a few weeks ago, dukkasya cha, sukhasya cha. Happiness decreases and unhappiness increases. This is the science. We're not saying this to be derogatory. It's actually reality. You can test it. We've tested very hard for many, many years, just in this lifetime. So many years to increase the happiness and decrease the suffering. Old man, any old man you talk to can tell you, no, the happiness decreased and the unhappiness increased materially. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam states, don't try for this material happiness and distress. It's there automatically. We'll get distress automatically, guaranteed. Don't worry. If you're very young now and healthy, don't worry. I promise you, 30 years from now, you'll be suffering like anything. Anyone in this room over 60 who's not suffering, please raise your hand. Guaranteed. Laws of nature. You're raising your hand? You're not over 60. Guaranteed suffering. And what to speak 40? As time goes on, suffering's happening. Disease is happening. Just like I was a child of 10 years old. Somehow or other, they couldn't figure it out. I caught mononucleosis. They call it the kissing disease. They said, who did you kiss? I said, Grandma. I think that was on the cheeks, to tell you the truth. But they asked me. It's called the kissing disease. They were very shocked. I was a 10-year-old. So sick, they put me in the hospital for a month. My parents would come and cry. My temperature was 105 something. And my parents would sit there and cry, which didn't exactly make me feel so healthy. Disease was happening automatically. I didn't kiss anyone. Somehow or other, I got that mononucleosis. Then they were frightened. Oh, he's going to get hepatitis. So be very careful. Don't let him go back to school for months. I stayed in my home and did the schoolwork. They wouldn't let me go back to school. But by Krishna's arrangement, by the laws of nature, we went to India sometime later after joining Hare Krishna movement. And at 20 years old, we got hepatitis. You don't have to worry. These things will come automatically. Mononucleosis, hepatitis. And if you're thinking, well, I can't take this life anymore, let me try for next life. Next life will be mononucleosis, hepatitis, you don't know. something worse. Therefore, the Vedic literature says, don't try for this happiness, distressed life. Happiness is also coming. We don't say just distress. We remember the distress. I'm sure there was some happiness. I just can't remember materially where or when it was. Maybe it was something there. I think I thought during my household life, people would tell me, you're very lucky. Oh, you have a great situation. And I was thinking, I'm very happy. I'm very lucky. And a few years later, I found out I was totally bewildered. It wasn't happiness. It wasn't a good situation. It was total cheating and betrayal from the start. But I was thinking, oh, this is very nice. I'm very comfortable and we love each other so much. And meanwhile, it was betrayal. Of course, I don't mean to be so derogatory. Some of you may have deep, deep spiritual loving relation. I never really experienced that myself, but I'm sure it exists somewhere in this spiritual world. So the Shastra says, don't try for material happiness and material distress. They'll come. You'll get your happiness that you're due, that we're due. We'll get our distress that we're due, guaranteed. They had said, Nalini Kanta Prabhu did my horoscope in 1975 or 78. And he said, oh, you're going to die in 2010. I said, really? He said, yeah, you'll drown. I said, but I'm a first aid swimmer. I got the patch in high school that I swam a mile. I saved people. I'm a really good swimmer. He says, it says in your chart, you will die by drowning. Sure enough, well, not exactly, but 2010, we were going with Naikatma Prabhu and Jai Garanga. He can attest to the fact. Down to Mexico, October of 2010. And all of a sudden, more or less out of the blue, I started coughing and coughing and coughing. And I was thinking, I'm not near a swimming pool. I didn't even drink water. There's no puddles of water outside. This isn't how it's supposed to happen. And we got off the highway and I was coughing up blood. Somehow, by Naikatma Prabhu and the police of San Diego's grace, they said, you can't get sick on our highway. They kicked me off the spitting on the highway because you can't do that at 8 o'clock on our highway. We went to a park and Naikatma was chanting japa over the whole situation. I said, this is it. I'm coughing. I couldn't breathe. Police came. Isn't it, Naikatma? Said, what's this guy doing? I said, I think he's dying. He can't breathe. He said, he can't die in my park. Not on my watch. So somehow or other, they forced us to go to the hospital. And they said, you were 45 minutes. And I talked to the doctor. 45 minutes away from dying by drowning. And they said, how he was drowning? Said, because the pulmonary edema, the blood was filling up in the lungs, and within some minutes, the breath would stop. It's called pulmonary edema. They said, we're going to drain the blood and make you better. And then we asked, Naikatma asked, can we still make it Tijuana Ratiacha. I was ready to go. Blood was gone. Let's go down to Ratiacha. They said, no, no, no. You're going in ICU, intensive care, for a few days. And of course, after that few days, I didn't have insurance at that time. And they brought in, the social worker came in with the bill. And that was when I had my first heart attack. I told her, okay, pulmonary edema, I'm healed. You cured me. I'm on the medications. But now I feel heart palpitations. The bill was $39,000 for 2 days in the hospital. Literally. They said, that's all right. Give us your credit card. We'll take 5 G's and call it even. So, guaranteed, it's in our charts. Suffering is ready to happen. By Krishna's grace, by San Diego Police Force grace, by Nikatma's grace, we didn't leave this world yet at that time. But guaranteed, Srila Prabhupada said, he was leaving this world. Devotees were all surrounding Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, don't think this won't happen to you. Don't think that you won't be put in the situation and be forced to leave this body. We're all. We think because we're very young, and of course even old men, somehow they still think they're 16 years old. I don't know what it is. Someone even told me the other day that I can't believe you're that age. I said, why? He said, because your personality is like a 16-year-old that I knew in high school. Somehow or other, I think it is. Back row, isn't it true? We still think we're juniors in high school, seniors in high school. I know Satya Narayan feels that way. Very youthful. But it's not reality. Reality is maybe 16 more years to live. At most, maybe 5 years, we don't know. So, Shastra says, don't go after this Maya Sukaya Brahmvato Vimudan. Go after that which cannot be attained by material sense gratification. Go after spiritual life. Put your life in the hands of Krishna. Make our life dedicated to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and our spiritual master. Make our life very spiritual. Don't waste time. Don't think, oh, I'll do this when I get old, when I'm an old man or an old woman, then I'll have plenty of time to go to the morning program and chant Hare Krishna. No. We never know what's going to take place. In our yoga community here, we were invited to do kirtan last week in Long Beach. And one 50-year-old man had passed away unexpectedly of some disease. And they called and said, can we change the kirtan into a memorial service? So we did the Puspa Puja. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanand Swaha. For the picture of the young man. And spoke on Bhagavad Gita, 8th chapter. We never know. So don't think. Prahlad Maharaj said to his friends, Komara charet pragyo dharman bhagavitaniha durlabha manava janma. This material life, this human form of life, is durlabha manava janma. It's very difficult. Durlabha manava. Therefore, Prahlad told his friends, we're five. Now is the time. They said, no, 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 we just want to play. We're five-year-olds. We've got plenty of time for Krishna consciousness. Prahlad said, no, 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 now is the time. 5 years old. Komara. So this is the message we should take seriously to the path of devotional service. This weekend when we were at the Shivananda Yoga Farm in Grass Valley, when we arrived, the Ayurvedic physician, I guess, or Ayurvedic, what was she? Ayurvedic counselor approached us and said, oh, I love Hare Krishna. Are you guys from the Hare Krishna? We said, yes, yes, we're from Hare Krishna. She said, I have all the books and it's the only thing in the world that makes any sense. Prabhupada's books. So I thought, who is this lady? So we inquired, who are you? She said, oh, I'm a member of Krishna.com. I get all my stuff. I said, really? Who do you contact? Who are you in touch with? She said, oh, this guy named Surya. I said, Sura? Sura Das? She said, yeah, yeah, he writes me letters and sends me books and takes care of me. Really nice person. I said, you think he's really nice? I said, you're not a member of Krishna. I said, what's your name? So she said, Ambika. I said, no, 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 your material, your karmi name, your legal name. She said, Jennifer Andrews. I said, oh, and you live in Chico? She said, yeah, how did you know? I said, I'm Surya Das. I don't know why they always say, they somehow stick a why. It's like, why are you him or something? Oh, yeah. And somehow or other, it was revealed, she's been BBT member for the last year. Somehow she didn't even realize it was called BBT. We'll have to stress that in our next newsletter. And she gives donations, $50, $100 a month to Srila Prabhupada's BBT. We sent her all the books every month, and we showed her the CD. She said, no. Before I revealed that I was Sura, she said, they sent that to me a long time ago. Last 2 months ago, they sent me those CDs. They always send me this stuff from Temple Bhajan band. I can't figure out why. Aren't there a lot of kirtan bands? And I was like, well, there's only one that works with the BBT. We kind of have a monopoly, I'm sorry. We send all our CDs and Prabhupada's CDs. That's all they get besides Prabhupada's books. No other kirtan, unfortunately. And she went on to invite us to her home in Chico to do a program in December and explain that she's reading Srimad Bhagavatam and trying to chant japa, but she couldn't imagine how can anyone chant. She said at dinner, how could anyone chant 15 rounds? So one boy was there who used to live here, Bhakta Steve. He's now Radha Krishna in the Shivananda ashram. But he every morning gets up and chants his japa and reads Prabhupada's books. 16 rounds, he's going around the Shivananda ashram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. And other leaders of the group had their japa bags. And Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, japa bags with japa beads. So somehow Krishna consciousness has infiltrated their camp. They were very nice to us and they had us give a kirtan seminar yesterday, and Saturday night we did kirtan. Bhaktin Sara had 100 people up dancing, including the guru, Swami Sita, you've met. Swami Sita was dancing around chanting Hare Krishna. And it was actually quite nice, even though they have a little bit of a twist on the impersonal form of Krishna. They have ISKCON art and ISKCON literature. Their pond is called Vrindavan Pond. And they have everything, all paraphernalia they get, practically, from ISKCON. Even most of the people have Bhagavad Gita, and Banabhata Prabhu made sure that those who didn't have Bhagavad Gita received Bhagavad Gita as a gift while we were there. So this is the purpose of human form of life. Not going after the will of the wisp and the concoction of sense gratification, but spiritual education. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kirtan and Prasadam. This is the business of our human form of life, and this is why we're here. And Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada points this out in very detailed fashion in his purport. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Yes. Surya Nanda. Practice.